room, we resume the session.
Si tout le monde est dans la salle, on va commencer la session sur la présentation des termes of reference. Very good. So now we start the session, which is a technical session dedicated to presenting the terms of reference, the basic mechanism, how the Women Parliamentary Forum will work, will organize its own work, will interact with the plenary session, with the Bureau, with the delegations, and with other international initiatives which see at the center of their activities women parliamentarians, women from all point of view of the social economic life. Distinguished delegates and dear colleagues, I would like to start again by offering my sincere gratitude to our expert, our guest, and all the delegates present today, and again thanks to the Portuguese Parliament for hosting us and for Honourable Joana Lima for convening the forum. Women and girls represent half of the world population and therefore also half of its potential, as we have heard earlier on by our opening panel. Gender equality, besides being a fundamental human right, is essential to achieve peaceful societies with full human potential and sustainable development. Although it has shown that empowering women spurs productivity and economic growth, gender inequalities still subsist in most parts of the world, including Europe, including the Mediterranean region. Women account for 26.2% of the world parliamentarians, a minority in parliament, an institution which predominantly has male membership. Under these conditions, women parliamentarians have created spaces enabling them to make their voices heard through 81 caucuses created over the last 20 years. Here I would like to share with you some graphics on female representation in our PAM region. As of today, there are 25.2% women in parliament in the PAM region, ranging from 6% in Lebanon to 50% in the United Arab Emirates. In our region, there are 6 women speakers president of parliaments: Andorra, Cyprus, Italy, Montenegro, Romania, and France as of last week, for the first time. We currently have 57 women member of parliament in PAM delegations out of the 169 members who are registered, around 34%. And this is thanks to the initiative which we mentioned before, undertaken last year by Honourable Yana M. of Italy to amend the PAM statutes so that only delegations who are composed of the two genders enjoy their full voting rights. Thank you, Yana. There should be more, as we are waiting to know the composition of the new, for instance, Lebanese and French delegations to PAM. More needs to be done to ensure better representation of women in politics in our region, and I would say not only in politics. It is this context and with this background that PAM decided to launch the World Parliamentary Forum, Women Parliamentary Forum initiative on the 8th March 2021 on the occasion of the International Women's Day, thanks to the initiative of Honorable Joanna Lima. This launch embodies the aspiration of women, of PAM women parliamentarians, and come as a, the result of PAM commitment to women equality and empowerment. Our forum is a place to foster gender equality and showcase women's contribution to cooperation and, as it is the case today, address those key issues affecting women and children, just to mention the millions of victims of atrocity of the brutal Russian aggression against Ukraine, not forgetting the other millions of women refugees displaced in our region due to conflict which have been lasting for years. The forum is a unique platform for dialogue on issues involving gender and respond to wishes from female members of PAM to be more involved in decision-making and parliamentary diplomacy to promote peace, security and stability in the Euro-Mediterranean and Gulf regions. On June 3rd, 2021, on the occasion of our 15th plenary session, PAM MPs gathered to prepare for the launching of the forum. I wish to thank both Honorable Joanna Lima for leading this initiative and Honorable Yana Chiara M, who was the president of the third standing committee of PAM, who had closely followed and cooperated in the development of this forum. Among other things, this platform is intended to promote women's rights as fundamental human rights. It will foment contacts and coordination among parliamentarians, encourage participation of women parliamentarians in PAM work, and conduct studies on issues of common interest. The forum brings together parliamentarians to debate issues as gender equality in the labor market, enforcement of legislation promoting women's rights and domestic violence, and it will be up to all of us to decide on the work agenda. And a few days ago, I was speaking with Honorable Yana M about the new legislation which came up in Italy about the issue of gender parity in economics, in the structure of our enterprises. And I hope that Honorable Hem can tell us more about this new development, which for Italy was an overdue step. For many years, women and girls have been exposed to various forms of gender-based violence, discrimination and inequalities. At PAM, we believe that tackling those barriers requires engaging all of us, men included, and I am glad to see several among us today. Both women and men, PAM parliamentarians, are members of the forum as the goal is to engage everyone in building a gender equal, better future. This was a clear wish of the delegations as they answered the questionnaire on this functioning structure, the functioning of the Women Parliamentary Forum we circulated last years. And I wish to thank all those who participated in the questionnaire, the various messages we received. There was a very intense exchange of information which allowed us and the Bureau to shape these terms of reference. This is a result of a collective, detailed work due to the importance of the forum to build it on a strong basis to allow it to achieve the result and deliver what you consider as important to render the PAM region a better region from this point of view. Starting in 2 years, in 2024, after the first initial terms, there will be a rotating presidency which is elected for a fixed term mandate of 2 years. Now, I was discussing with Celine and other colleagues the election of the presidency of the next term, the one which starts in 2024, to give the right energy, the right strength to the forum, to the member of the forum, and to their presidency. So the idea is, when the next term will start in 2024, for the election to take place at the assembly, at the plenary session, which will take place, if I'm not wrong, in March 2024 in Qatar, in Doha. So that we, by having the presidents of PAM, of the Women Parliamentary Forum at the plenary, it gives much more strength to the assembly and it will engage all the delegations. I think it's very, very important. The chair alternate between the North and the Southern geopolitical group. For the duration of the mandate, two vice presidents are elected to integrate the team with the president. And this was the case. We used the same formula when PAM was created. At the beginning of the work of our assembly in 2006, a designated team had been established for starting the work of the assembly. And then the elections took place in 2008. So to facilitate the starting of the work of the forum, to as the British would say, to hit the ground running, a team has been designated to establish and facilitate the forum from the beginning. This will be chaired by Honorable Joanna Lima from Portugal, who is the convener, the initiator of this idea. And she will be assisted by Honorable Mariam Majid bin Taneya from the Emirates and Honorable Fatma Abdi from Algeria. So we have a good team to start the activities, to lead the forum until the election of 2024. And they know the rule very well. We discuss it. I wish to thank Joanna to have taken on her shoulder the initiative to convene the forum here. And as I was telling in a preparatory video conference a few days ago, this is on their shoulder a big responsibility. It's not a gift. We count on the three of you in cooperation with all your colleagues and counting on the Secretariat to make the forum a success, to make the forum working as soon as possible because the needs are enormous. On the organizational point of view, a session of the forum will take place in spring every year. The convocation of the forum and its preliminary agenda will be sent to all PAM members and associate members at least 2 months before its opening. NGOs and other national parliament, academic and key personality from the private sector will also be invited to contribute and to enrich the discussion. Although the Women Parliamentary Forum will be held in person, it may be held online or blended in hybrid form according to exceptional circumstances. Imagine if there is a new pandemic, etc. We don't want to stop the work of the forum, but we have to be flexible about the form, the shape it will take. I would like also to take advantage of this meeting today to ask you, the women delegates, women parliamentarians present in this room, to let us know if you are willing, interested, to host future meeting of the Women Parliamentary Forum so we can help together to prepare an agenda, a solid agenda for the work of this important instrument. Regarding proposed decision making and procedures, the Women Parliamentary Forum adopt its own agenda. Any member of the Women Parliamentary Forum may present an item for discussion. the Forum Presidency and the PAM Bureau may propose items to be debated at the Forum. However, for practical reason, it is suggested that the agenda shall include no more than 3 substantive items for debate within the competence of the Assembly, so that we can focus and not disperse our attention on too many things. 3 important items per session. The Forum will produce studies, reports, recommendations, including on topics that might be suggested by the Assembly at the plenary session. This is, you know, the very close link between the Women Forum and the Assembly itself. These documents shall be circulated among the Women Forum members no later than 4 weeks prior to a session. Member of the Forum may present recommendation, contribution, and or amendment to such draft documents. When taking decision, this document would be approved by the majority of the vote cast if there should no unanimity be there. But I would like to say that, as we have seen in the Assembly and in our standing committee, in our working group, here the result is to improve the present situation. There is no contrast, no fight. The power, the authority of PAM is to achieve common decision to improve the present situation. We are all on the same side. In this regard, the Forum will work in close cooperation with the PAM standing committees. In particular, the 3rd standing committee, which deals with dialogue of civilization and human rights and education, among others. But the Secretariat is at disposal of the Forum for everything, because we know that the topics are so much interconnected: economy, politics, conflict. We cannot just make a waterproof separation. Everything, unfortunately, is connected. Everything has an impact on women and children, elderly, the most vulnerable groups of our society. I would like to recall, from an administrative point of view, it's the same for PAM Assembly and for PAM meetings, regarding budgetary management in compliance with the Rule 4.9 of the PAM Statute. It is the host country of the Women Parliamentary Forum meetings, which will support the cost of the event, the host of the event. And I wish to thank Portugal for kindly hosting us today and tomorrow for this important event. Something that is very important, and we discussed at a preparatory meeting a few days ago with the designated presidency team, the Forum cannot work in isolation. The Forum does not work in a bubble of crystal. It must establish effective international network of cooperation with other relevant national, regional, and international institutions, and other women parliamentary fora which exist. The RESO, the Femme de la Francophonie, the Commonwealth Women Forum, the Women Forum of Portuguese-speaking country, the Women Leadership Forum. There are many, and we count on you to bring to the attention of the presidency of the Forum, to PAM Secretariat, those organizations, those institutions that you think will make the difference for the Forum, our Forum, to be known, but also for us to learn from the experience of the other women parliamentary institution, women business organization, education. It is very, very, very important. Over today and tomorrow, all of you will share experiences. We invite you to be active, to contribute to the discussion, learn from each other, And the aim is to combine our effort to address in an effective, practical way gender inequalities in the various aspects in which it manifests itself. I'm sincerely convinced that this forum is an excellent opportunity to take our debate, our discussion at a much higher and in-depth level and to achieve results that shared with our constituencies, with our parliament, governments, and partner organizations may provide a useful impact. When I start talking earlier, before I refer to this report on Palestinian refugee women. It was one of the first reports that PAM adopted. And we analyzed what was happening to Palestinian women outside the occupied territories, outside Palestine, and in the country of the region. And well, I was surprised, positive surprise, that some countries, as a result of the PAM report, changed the legislative framework and changed the laws which render much easier the life of women in their country. I remember the case of Lebanon in particular, which recognized the right for Palestinian women to work and to have a more active role formally, not only, you know, the black market, but really to do. And if we can achieve things like this, it's very important. The same on education, the same on a number of rights. And also on the role of women. I would like to share a personal experience on this. I have in my house, in Geneva, three ladies from Ukraine with the three children. I was happy to open my house for them to be there as long as they need, because their city is occupied by the Russian forces. And I was surprised of one thing. They arrived, a luggage, few plastic bags. I'm very emotional, sorry, but the first thing that they talk with them were the book for the children to continue to study. They had the choice. I can bring with me a plastic bag. What I do? I bring the books of my children. And this is a heavy responsibility for a mother who is leaving the family, the father, the house, and they leave and they don't know when they come back. So I think our forum is fundamental for that, and I'm sure you will hear more tomorrow or this afternoon during the discussion. For this reason, I wish to thank again Honorable Lima, Honorable Mariam, Honorable Fatma, for having accepted at the recommendation of the Bureau of the Secretariat to lead the initial activity of the forum. You have a special responsibility. And for their hard work and dedication to women empowerment in our region, and I wish them the best as the first team that will be entrusted with ensuring that the Women Parliamentary Forum will run smoothly during this establishment transition period until 2024. I would like now to thank you for your attention, and I would like to call on Honorable Joanna Lima, the President Designate, to say a few words. Thank you.
Again, greetings everyone. Dear Secretary General, it was very important and very productive the presentation you've made. That is how the process started. And it came from a proposal from the Portuguese delegation that I was the leader of, and that we submitted to PAM on a very important day for women that today we need, today that needs to be enhanced, March 8th. And to say also that it was a democratic, participative, integrative process, that is, all parliament through their survey or questionnaire could provide their contribution before today and after today. So Sergio, it's for me and for Miriam and Fatima, and I'm quite sure of that fact, it's quite a huge responsibility, but it's also quite a pleasure to be the driving force of this project, which is starting 8 p.m.'s project. We know it's quite a responsibility, and the responsibility the three of us have, very productive, and you can count on our dedication, on our work, and also we want to count on everyone. As Sergio mentioned, this project won't be in a dome, it won't be in a crystal ball, it will be open to everyone, so that together we can present our work, be proud of it, proud of the one we will start today. Myself, Miriam, and Fatmi, and tomorrow others will be part of that project. So I'm very proud. It's quite a pleasure for me to give shape to this project and start it. Thank you very much, Sergio. I hope you will convey these words to Genaro Milgio, our president. So I'm going to make a very brief introduction of myself. I will briefly introduce myself. And I'm very proud in the work I carried out. And my name is Juana Lima. I've been elected by the District of Porto. I'm from a council called Trofa. I was mayor during a mandate, president of the Socialist Party during many mandates, up to exiting it. I was a parliamentarian between 2005 and 2009, then returned in 2015 to date. I was an entrepreneur in the restaurant business. I have 2 children, one that's 37, the other is 27. I'm very proud of my children, very proud of what they do, and to say also that as an educator, entrepreneur, mother, together we can build a good family, even if we work in politics. Sometimes we're accused of not being by our family's side. We only have 24 hours a day, 24/7. We're determined, and we know we can be politicians, moms, businesswomen, entrepreneurs. And to say also that I'm quite proud in my pathway. I completed my degree in international relations. I dedicated myself to a political life. I have 13 brothers and sisters, siblings, 13 siblings. I'm from a very big family. My mother was a reference to me. I'm very proud because she was always a leader from a very young age until she passed away. My mother, she was a reference to us, her children, and driving force. She thought I was going to be a politician, and I did become a politician. It's a pity she can see what I became, but again, I'm very proud. I come from a very humble family, but very serious and very determined in what I do. I'm a very determined person. Gender equality, and I will make a brief introduction. And setting aside the effective part and being more bureaucratic, gender equality, human and social rights, external policy, education and health, inclusiveness, entrepreneurship, sustainable development, and combat to climate change were always topic that I embraced, as citizen and parliamentarian. And along these lines, this is going to be a unique platform to address some of these main questions. Therefore, and since this is very short, and not to be too long, this is a short presentation. I'd like to mention some ideas that Sergio has given us, some ideas that I'd like to launch that were all, these ideas were speaking to Miriam Fatima at PM at a preparatory meeting, in addition to the first plenary session that will be held a year from now. Our objectives is to promote this format at an international level, to conduct sectoral meetings with the presidency, carrying out visits in the field at NGOs, supporting children, women, more vulnerable, civil society organizations, refugee camps, and hoping to get your contribution and opinions during these 2 days. And it's also essential to establish partnerships with other international organizations and civil society dedicated to these issues that follow very closely the challenges men and women and girls face. Along these lines, we want encompassing plans, including the Euro Mediterranean region and the Gulf. This forum is open to everyone's participation, and I count on you for this work and success of this forum. Once again, I'd like to thank everyone for your support, and I'd like to conclude by saying that once again, your participation, and the fact that Miriam and Fatima also have made themselves available with an open heart to work in this forum to be able to provide us with our contribution, because everything is new. Not that this topic is quite it's an old topic, but to start, set up, to project, to work. So we're counting on Slim, Sergio, Pedro Roque, Vice President of the Portuguese delegation, and it's quite an honor to have all of you participating in this project. That is, without you, we won't be able to pave the road. That is, we will work together so that the objective we are defining is achieved. And now, I'd like to conclude with Olympe de Bouche-Fraser, author of the Charter of Women's Rights, Citizens' Rights, in 1791, during the French Revolution, and she was very bold and died at the guillotine, and she said the following: citizens, male and female citizens, being equal to the law, should also receive all honors, roles, according to their capacity and with distinction in virtues. We want the same rights or the same will, because we are women, workers, we're here fighting, we're struggling, but we have the same dedication as all of you. Once again, thank you very much. Thanking you for your presence. It was quite an honor, and for the Portuguese delegation and Portuguese Parliament, to have you with us here in the Parliament.
Honorable Lima, thank you very much for your words. And indeed, you said something that I had jumped in the presentation. You referred to the field visit, to the missions, to the forum to represent PAM also at a number of events, but to be in the field is extremely important, and we should not shy from any situation that involves, because sometimes are the situations which are more delicate that people tend to avoid, not to be involved. I think we are in a society where there are many of these situations, and the Bureau at its last meeting made a very informed decision about visiting a number of areas which require the presence of PAM, and knowing that most of refugees displaced are women, they are children, I believe that the delegation from not only of the PAM Bureau, but also from the Women Parliamentary Forum, open to everyone, not only to the presidency, must come, because more eyes, more voices will be better heard by the international community. Thank you for that. And I would like now to call on Vice President designate Honorable Mariam Majed bin Taneya from the United Arab Emirates to introduce herself and say a few words.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بداية قبل لا أبدأ حديثي عن نفسي بحضر الأبيض المتوسط لإتاحة هذه الفرصة لي للحديث اليوم عن نفسي، وكذلك أود أن أقدم بالشكر لسعادة خوانا ليما بثقتها الكبيرة في تزكيتي لهذا المنصب. اسمي مريم ماجد بن ثنية من دولة الإمارات العربية المتحدة. بدايتي كانت في السبعينيات، ولدت في عائلة مكونة من 7 أفراد، 5 أخوان وأخت واحدة. البداية كانت عندما أتحدث عن السبعينيات، فأنا أتحدث عن Yes. No English? So you want me to speak in English? عندما تحدث عن البداية في السبعينيات من هذا القرن، فنحن نتحدث عن حقبة من الزمن ما كان فيها التعليم متوفر للمرأة، ولكن مع قيام دولة الاتحاد، دولة الإمارات العربية المتحدة، وإيمان القيادة بأهمية التعليم للإنسان وليس فقط للرجل، من هذا المنطلق أمي وأبي قاموا بتربيتنا على هذا الأساس. هناك كانت مساواة عادلة في تربيتنا، لم يكن هناك أي تفريق بين أخوتي وبيني أنا وأختي. حصلنا على نفس التعليم، حصلنا على نفس الحقوق.
Sorry, we are having some problems in English. In the English booth.
Yes, you will take it for me.
1 second.
Took it, please.
One second.
No problem.
We can start now. We can continue.
Okay. راح أكمل من وين ما وقفت وهي عن تربية أمي وأبي لي ولأخواني ولأختي حيث تم إعطانا نفس الحقوق والمساواة في التعليم في الحريات في الاختيار لما نريد.
Justice between Estonia. So there was no difference among us. This is what I wanted to say. There was no difference among us. So education is extremely important for us, and it's decisive, especially when we speak of what happens in the country. I continued my studies in governmental schools. I took a degree. My professional career is very different because I started working for the government, for the state, and at that time, and as normal, as usual, there were the different professions were for the male. So the leadership at that time believed that women should have a better position. It was very important to be able to approve the legislation so as to include women at every level, like salaries, professions. So this is what equality was about, the leadership, how important this is. And women starting having very important jobs, such as so, again, the work we focused on was for children being raped. This also has to do with different, it has to do with different steps taken regarding women. So at that time, and during the 10 years I worked, there were different legislation for protecting women and others. I'm speaking about the UA's support, and they continue on doing so in terms of everyone being protected.
انتخابات للبرلمانات في السابق كان البرلمان.
And also after parliamentary elections. Before it was just being appointed.
في دولة الإمارات فجاءت الانتخابات وأعطيت.
But we always had elections at the United Arab Emirates, and women have also been entitled to be elected and to have a voice heard in Parliament. And for the first, second, and the third committees, we were present. And a legislation has been enacted whereby women were granted half the votes in Parliament. While at this point in time, the United Arab Emirates have been the first four parliaments in the world where women attend and are represented by 50%. And so this has encouraged me, so I can now be able to be with you and count on the support of all my leaders who are in favor and who have given, have granted women all rights. Today, if I'm here with you today, I have to thank once more to the presidency of the Mediterranean Parliament, and also I would like to acknowledge the chairman of the PAM, who has given me the opportunity of being present here today with you, and especially because we have also, I'd like also to say that my wish would be that of being here and speaking of all rights, so we can feel the fact that women exist all over the world, and that automatically all women should be entitled to all rights and not to fight for all rights. But as it's been said, women are equal to men. So I will not dwell further on the topic. It's my honor to speak before all of you, and it is also an honor for me to be the vice president at this institution. And I'm here to show you how ready I am to work and to bring to help bring success to this forum all over the world. Before concluding, I would like to say that we are very much dependent on the following, because women are half of each culture, and no country can go beyond or can go anywhere unless the other half is not acknowledged. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mariam, for your words and your comments.
Muito obrigada, Sra. Mariam, por as suas palavras, e gostaria agora de dar a palavra à Sua Excelência Fátima Zarabi da Argélia. Fátima foi uma senhora muito corajosa no que diz respeito às eleições recentes e, mais uma vez, eu aprecio bastante o seu papel.
سيدة مريم كذلك لنكون في المستوى المطلوب و s'entendre.
You can start now, sir.
السلام عليكم. قبل كل شيء أود أن أتقدم بأسمى عبارات الشكر والتقدير.
Well, first of all, I would like to greet your trust in myself, and I would also like to say that it's an honor for me to attend this meeting, and I promise that I will deliver all my support to our colleagues, and we will certainly be successful in our works. We will provide support to all women in the world, and I would like to introduce myself. I am Fatima Zala. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, but when it comes to my background education, I have a degree in the field of business. Now, as for my working career, when I was 21st, I started working in a technology private company. Although I was also worked in several public areas, but on the other hand, I have worked in my party, and I'm part of the Wal Jeba, which is the first political party in Algeria, and I've also had several political roles at an international level, so I could be elected at a local level. And I was also the president of this council. I have also been elected to represent women in the Algerian parliament. And then I became part of this Mediterranean parliament, and I'm honored to be here with you today in order to achieve yet another success and to hold another position in the presidency of this parliament. Well, in our work's agenda, we will try to study several aspects and several subjects. For instance, gender equality. This in Algeria is regulated by law, and women are receiving more and more. In terms of international treaties, Algeria is very happy to be part of all these organizations and treaties and in everything related with the development of women worldwide. And I would also like to thank you all for having chosen me. Thank you very much for being appointed. Muito obrigado. Muito obrigado à primeira equipa presidencial. E podemos, como podem ver, a partir do Bureau do ADAPM, conseguimos ter a Europa representada, o Norte da África e o Golfo. São três regiões aqui representadas que demonstram bem que este fórum é um fórum aberto e que todas estão e todos são bem-vindos ao trabalho conjunto. Aliás, nós iremos precisar, por exemplo, de relatores e de muitas outras funções fazem falta para conseguirmos alcançar os nossos objetivos. Nós contamos não só com todos e não apenas com os três membros desta equipa presidencial, mas contamos com todos vós para assegurarmos que este fórum seja um instrumento muito útil para tratar e para lutar com todos estes desafios que o mundo está, de facto, a lidar, por exemplo, a questão da guerra, a questão das alterações climáticas, a fome E assim sendo, resta-me agradecer-vos a todos e a todas pelas vossas palavras, pelo apoio que prestam a este fórum e a esta questão dos termos de referência, que é um instrumento dinâmico e rápido que permite trabalhar. Quero agora interromper esta nossa sessão e para dizer que o Parlamento de Portugal teve a amabilidade de convidar-nos para almoçar aqui no Parlamento. E iremos então regressar para uma sessão muito substancial acerca das mulheres refugiadas em 2022. Muito obrigada.